Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
Most people appreciate viewing impressive forms of wildlife, such as desert bighorn sheep in Zion or wolves and grizzlies in Yellowstone, but they may not completely understand the quiet contributions that are being made to Earth's ecosystems every day by the small creatures around our own neighborhoods. These little ones help us in many unseen ways. It is estimated that one-third of the food that humans eat has been provided by small pollinators, such as hummingbirds, butterflies, and bees. Having these creatures in our own yards can produce hours of entertainment and education as we observe them working feverishly among our flowers, shrubs, and trees. Many citizens and cities are diligent in providing beautiful landscaped areas for these pollinators to gain nourishment as they work to increase the production of flowers and fruits. A couple of quick tips as you decide to help these workaholic animals. You can make your own hummingbird food by mixing 1 cup of sugar to 4 cups of water. Never put food coloring in hummingbird feeders. It can be harmful to them, and the red color of the feeder will automatically attract them. You should also use native, fertile plants in your landscaping design. And unless you have a severe allergic reaction to bee stings, be assured that they are far more interested in gathering pollen than sacrificing their life to sting someone. Most people can work right alongside bees in their flower gardens. Wasps are another story. So as you design or alter your property to be more usable by pollinators and songbirds, you can be rewarded by the National Wildlife Federation through their Wildlife Habitat Certification Program. If you provide food, water, shelter, and a place to raise young, you are eligible to have your yard certified. Remember, we're not talking about mountain lions and elk, just pollinators and songbirds. If you have a bird feeder, bird bath, and shrubs or trees, you qualify. Nobody inspects your property. Go to their website at www.nwf.org and complete the simple application listed under Garden for Wildlife, and for a one-time fee of only $20, they will send you a personal certificate for your home and a one-year subscription to the National Wildlife Magazine. They also have metal signs that you can post to show others that you care about wildlife. Once you see the value in this, encourage neighbors to do the same. In fact, you can have portions of your entire community certified as wildlife habitat, as did Nibley City in Cache County. They were the first city in Utah to do so by certifying 100 properties, and they are ready to help others around the state to join them in this rewarding effort. Next time you're in the grocery store or harvesting from your own garden, remember that a lot of that food would not exist without our diligent pollinators. This is Ron Helstern for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, who champions Utah's visitation to Grand County through tourism, events, and recreation in a manner that promotes and protects the beauty and scenery of our natural environment. Information available online at discovermoab.com.